This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Political talk show host and comedian that's going to be joining us coming up in the third hour today. Stay with us for that. We have got callers, Cody in New Jersey and Mitchell in Cape Cod and Corey in Alabama and Tim in Baltimore. Some stations, we're on hundreds of radio stations and TV stations, do not carry the first five. But a lot of stations do, so we still do this first five. They want to carry, you know, news and stuff, fake news or whatever. So hold Tim, Corey, Mitchell, and Cody, and I will go directly to you when we start the next segment on the barge disaster in the port of Baltimore. But so serious, coming up next segment. And then interspersed with those calls, we are going to get into dollar down 20% since 2020. Biden blames greed. J.P. Morgan to launch biometric payment system as next step in Orwellian financial surveillance. Huge story. A wave of censorship is coming ahead of the European elections. I'm going to ask Ben in the live show feed to repost a link to this article. It's also on the front page of Infowars.com. But this is a super important story. Because when I read this, I already knew it. But then I like, oh, you dropped the ball. Like, I've talked about this some in pieces. But I've not really talked about this properly, and it ties into all those big articles last week, how Biden is, let me read you the exact headline, Biden is building a superstructure to stop Trump from stealing the election. I mean, this is incredible stuff. They are rolling out the cashless society. It is just insane. And then we've got what's happening at the border that ties into all this, and we knew this was coming. We had a caller mention this yesterday. I'm like, wait a minute, this is not the caller's sources, which he obviously had sources in the Border Patrol, it's clear, and what he was saying was true. But in Seattle, in L.A., in New York, in Chicago, in Trenton, New Jersey, in all these places, they've had the illegal aliens there for 6 months to a year in these hotels and government facilities that they've tried to keep secret by the millions. And now they're kicking them out to make way for the new group, and they're loading them on planes with money and sending them to Texas and Tennessee and Georgia and Michigan and Pennsylvania and Arizona and Florida. And when you go down the list of where they're sending them, I've got AP articles right here saying it. They are sending them mainly to battleground states and to purple states and to red states. They're not sending any of them to blue states. So the Texas governor, the Florida governor have wisely deported some of these illegal aliens. They don't have power to deport them over the border, but they have power to ship them to another state or to a leftist area like Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts. But they're immediately taken out of there. So they are literally sending them to the blue, out of the blue cities into the red areas to flip those Democrat, not just for the illegals voting, as we know they're doing, but also, again, for the apportionment of the members of Congress to get more congressional seats. So this is a big, big deal. And as I said, people, oh, the blue cities will collapse. No, they suck all the welfare money and all the government money in. And then they're just the processing centers. So they bring the people in. They bloat it up full of them. They train them. They brainwash them. They turn them against America. They indoctrinate them in the Democratic Party. Their entire safety net is the NGOs and the social workers and the community organizers like Obama's system, and then they disgorge them or vomit them out onto Texas and Tennessee and other areas. In fact, they're mainly going to Texas and Tennessee. That's the main areas. And then, again, they're bombing the states that are battleground borderline to flip those completely deep blue. So absolute military operation. They give them New York IDs as soon as they have those. They now are basically a U.S. citizen by fiat. And then they move to the next red state, get their guns, sign up for welfare, rape our children, murder us.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Of Baltimore. I want to show TV viewers some of that footage the governor doesn't want you to see for some reason, even though it's not graphic. You don't see people dying, though obviously some did. Our hearts go out to their families. Here's an overhead shot of a satellite photo of the port of Baltimore, and you'll notice here that the bridge completely blocks the port. It's got military bases, naval bases. It's got one of the biggest toxic waste dumps where they then process it out of the country. In the nation, the biggest on the East Coast. This is a big, big deal. The bridge is basically taken out. At least three sections of it have collapsed. It will take months if they absolutely bust ass. I mean, I would predict 6 months to fix this. This is a really big deal. And you add to all of this, all the other bizarre disasters that are happening around the country, and it gets more and more suspicious. And I agree with General Flynn that this is an incident that needs to be investigated very, very seriously. All right, we have shipping container port operator Cody in New Jersey. We have Mitchell in Cape Cod, a fisherman on the disaster. We have Corey in Alabama, a barge master and sailor. We have Tim in Baltimore on the bridge collapse. Father works at the port. So let's go to Tim first. This is Father, I believe he's saying, works at this port. Then we'll go to Cody, Corey, and Mitchell. Thank you, Tim, for calling, and thank you for holding. You're on the air. Please give us your take and what your dad's telling you.
So my dad works at the port, and my brother's a truck driver. He goes to D.C. from Baltimore, and everyone's talking about, like, you know, this is obviously it's never happened here. And just a few days later after the Russian incident, it just seems to be, I don't think it's a coincidence. But where my brother works at, people are taking off. They're like, yeah, something bad's going to happen. And just a bad feeling.
So you've talked to your dad, or have you not talked to him?
Oh, yeah, no, he, same deal. Disrupting trade. So Baltimore, the bridge is the only thing that you build up hazardous waste. Like, that's the only way that it can go to and from. The only other option is through the city or the tunnels, which is apparently it's illegal. You can't do it. So there's a lot of issues, you know, just locally and I guess just the everyday trade.
What do you make of the governor saying don't show the video?
The governor, yeah. it's the same. It's the same thing. It's a cover up. That's all it is. The FBI, you know, I've already said it's not a terrorist attack, but yet it hasn't even been a day, and the same FBI investigates stuff for a year on us Trump supporters.
Well, that's right. It's been like 6 hours, and they're already. Mm-hmm. I think within 2 hours, it's not a terror attack. No indication of terrorism. Very, very suspicious. And, again, I'm not an expert on it, far from it, but I know those ships have redundancy. Very, very suspicious. Let's go ahead. Thank you so much, Tim. Let's go to Cody in New Jersey, a shipping container port operator. Cody, give us your take on this tragedy.
Hey, Alex. How are you?
I'm all right.
So I run shipping containers to and from or between Pennsylvania, New York, and New Jersey every day, in and out of the ports down in Newark. So just coming in this morning, talking to some of the guys, what they're saying is that particular ship just got loaded at what's called APM Terminal in Elizabeth, New Jersey, and then I guess was making its way down to Baltimore. So I think one of the biggest things you're going to see in the trade disruption is going to be obviously a price increase, because all that freight that would otherwise be going to Baltimore, it's now going to have to be rerouted up to different ports, you know, such as New York and New Jersey. So we definitely stand to see a price increase for, you know, customers that were normally coming through Baltimore.
I know it's all speculation, but what's the buzz? What's the scuttlebutt with people in your profession?
Well, I mean, it's early yet. I haven't talked to too many people, but the biggest question is why did the ship lose power? I'm not sure how those ships are actually operated in terms of, are there remote capabilities? Can that stuff be interfered with? Was there some kind of a delay in electronics? But it looks like at the last minute they tried to put it in reverse. They got the engines fired back up. But at that point, they say that it takes nearly a mile to slow down 8 knots, and they were coming in pretty quick from what I could understand.
What do they call that, inertia?
Inertia, absolutely.
Well, it could be a normal disaster. That certainly goes on. We're sure seeing a lot of this. I was thinking, and I'm purely speculating, I'm not saying the Russians did it, but a lot of these ships, because I've been led into the cruise ship by the captains, other people's, I mean, it's all decades ago, supercomputerized and GPS and all the rest of it. Most of it's done by, you know, autopilot. And we know going back to the Exxon Valdez, it was on autopilot when they did that. But just to see that catastrophic power failure, and to not even see emergency lights go on, it's very, 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 very strange. And so it needs to be investigated. And unfortunately, we don't have any confidence, at least I don't, in federal investigators, because they're so corrupt at the top. God knows if we'll ever know. But I saw the Kursk Bridge being blown up repeatedly, going out of Russia into southern Ukraine, into Crimea. And I wonder if it could be payback by the Russians. I mean, this is the type of sabotage industrial crap. We've already seen, you know, the globalists blow up the Nord Stream pipeline, and Biden say we'll get rid of the pipeline if you invade Ukraine. So it would be turnabout's fair play. You're right. It's all just speculation.
Well, and that's why I say I think the biggest piece of information is going to be the explanation as to why they lost power. And if there's the opportunity for, you know, a nefarious invader to get into those systems from the outside of the ship somehow and interfere or jam signals and somehow cause, you know, a loss of power to the ship.
Well, that's a good point. If people are on autopilot, which we know most of these ships have, and somebody's sitting back drinking coffee, and then a powerful GPS jammer gets turned on, but I know the course is usually already plotted in. I don't even know if that would do it. There's this report of a black plume of smoke, but that could be trying to start the engines again. Too early to tell. Any other points you think we should look into?
No, that was the biggest thing I wanted to point out, which is that we're going to see, on top of the inflation that we're already suffering, it's going to be another blow to inflation with the increased shipping costs for having to reroute that freight.
And we've got reports of a lot of stuff being scarce on New York shelves with that trucker protest.
There's another piece of it, too. So.
Well, this will only send up prices. Thank you so much, sir, for the call. All right, up next, let's go ahead and talk to Corey, and then Michael, and then Dave, and then Michael. Let's talk to Corey in Alabama, a barge master and sailor. Thank you, Corey. Give us your take.
Yes, sir, Alex. I'm a barge master up in Valdez, Alaska. We're actually there for contingency in case something like happened in 89 ever happened again. We're there for cleanup. But I have a lot of experience sailing on vessels. I've been doing it the past 20 years in the Gulf, whatnot. I can tell you this. Sorry, I'm a little out of breath. I'm out working in the yard.
I'm Sam.
I'm a little out of breath, but anyway, these tankers, when they lose power, they have emergency backup power. As soon as the one generator goes down, they have an emergency backup power generator. Boom. All nav lights should be back on. All deck lights should be back on. There's also emergency steering. So
wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. xtendovite.com. That's xtendovite.com.
Extend your life with Xtendovite.
No, we're going to be watching it very, very closely. Corey, anything else?
Yeah, man, I just want to make a plug. Look, man, I've been off social media for 20 years, man. I had a Facebook back when I was a little younger. I'm 35 years old now. I've literally been off of it for 20 years. It was causing too much problem in my marriage, really. Well, at the time, we were just getting together. But anyway, I just started a channel on X, man. That's all I'm going to. To hell with YouTube. To hell with all these other censors. Platforms. Stand Fast TV is my channel or my X account. If you guys want to check me out, man, I'm gonna start posting on there and talking about.
Sounds good. Stand Fast TV. And as this develops, stay in touch. Thank you. Now that we have your Twitter handle, we can reach out to your X handle if we want to get more information from you. So again, I'm a layperson. I've only cursorily studied this, but that's what I knew. And I knew I'd read by law any ship that's doing commercial work above a certain size has to have all the things you just mentioned. So, and again, they had it back during the Exxon Valdez, but the captain was completely drunk and basically plotted, if I remember correctly, put the computer plotting wrong. So, think about it. The pilots will tell you that on any big commercial plane, they're not flying the plane anymore. They pre-program it, computer takes off, the computer lands, they're just there like custodians. Just like pilots now come back, the co-pilot will be asleep, the captain will be asleep if you're in first class right next to you. And I've just been seeing this the last few years, and I've talked to them, and they said, we don't fly the planes anymore. And the older captains will tell you, this is dangerous, because when there's a problem, they're not very good. Because normally you're taking off, you're landing, you've got to stay on top of it. And in many ways, the computers do fly planes better than humans until there's a problem. And they had all these computer systems malfunction, and it makes the planes dive bomb, and they kind of sweep it under the rug. But as everything gets put into one system, in one AI system, it makes it totally easy to be taken over by hackers, by governments, by aliens. And I mean that hypothetically, but you know that's like the remake of Battlestar Galactica. I'm not a big TV guy, but I did watch the first series, and that was pretty good. And that's how the aliens take over Earth is they take over the AI. And then everybody's defenseless except one ship that was a museum piece that wasn't in the grid. So this is bad. And people make fun of me, national news has, when I say that when I was in high school, a little bit of college, I was already on air by then, so I didn't finish. They didn't let you use calculators most of the time. And I could do a lot of math. Now, because of calculators, I try to remember math. I have like a seventh grade level of it now. I can't remember it because I never do it. And so because of calculators, people don't know math. And now because of typing, they say that the English language is going away. People don't even know how to do cursive. And so these machines, the way they're being deployed, are making us redundant. They're making us vestigial, ceremonial. Okay, up next, and we're going in the order that the calls are received. We got Michael in Boston, a union worker, bridge contractor. This is a big deal. We're going to go to him first, then to Michael in Cape Cod, the fisherman, and David, PA. Thank you for calling. And Shane in Virginia, shipping officer as well. We're going to move quick now because I don't want people to have to hold. Michael in Boston, thank you for calling. Union worker, bridge contractor. This is a big deal. Tell us why it's a big deal, Michael.
Hey, Alex, I love you. I've been listening to you for a couple of years. What I'm trying to express is that this is a year or two minimum. You're looking at – this isn't some bridge that the Army Corps of Engineers is just going to show up with and throw up. You're talking about – you're going to have – this is – these jobs are done – I'm a union guy in Local 7 in Boston, 25 years in the business. I did a small bridge up in Lowell, Mass. Over the Merrimack River. That took a year. I mean, you've got to go down and inspect. Just taking that steel out of the water – is going to take weeks. They're not even mobilizing for that yet. Then you've got to inspect the foundation that was resting on underwater. And if that concrete was damaged, you're going to have to re-pour that, which means you're going to cofferdam around it and drain the water so guys can get in there and place rebar and pour concrete and give it minimal cure time. Meantime, that's got to go out to bid by a qualified bridge contractor. okay, with all the insurance and the qualified workforce and everything else, these jobs are only done by big union contractors in that jurisdiction. And then it's got to be awarded. That steel's got to be awarded to a contractor that's going to purchase the steel, forge every member. It's going to have to be tested for tensile strength, et cetera, produced, inspected, shipped on site. Then the process begins. You've got the bridge deck. Then you've got the trestle work above it. Then you've got the suspension cables that hold the bridge deck up for the live load and the dead load. Every phase has to be inspected. And then once that's all done, the bridge will reopen. You're talking at least a year or two. I'm just telling you.
Wow. So I was just guesstimating at least 6 months. You're saying a year or two.
Dude, it's not even going up to bid yet. They haven't even removed the old stuff out of the water. You can't reuse any of that steel.
No,
this is public safety. You know what I mean?
No, absolutely. I can tell you they're going to tear it all out. I mean, you're right. I mean, it's crazy just what it takes. What's that whole science of how they put a container around it, and they drain the water, and then they have to...
Well, you guys will have to get down in there. You'll have to have, first of all, union pile drivers will have to come in and coffer dam around it. They drive sheathing into the bedrock and create a watertight seal, and then pumps have to go in and drain the water so men can safely get down there and work and place the rebar. And then the concrete would have to be poured. Then you need to give it minimal curing time before it can accept.
You know the answer, though. We just need to send the transgenders. They're our magic power. You keep saying men. Men don't do anything. Only transgenders. Can't we have them do it? Can't they wave a magic wand?
Dude, I worked on that bridge I was telling you about. I was on one point for a month, okay? 500 bolts in one point. I mean, you're talking... I just want people to understand.
This is rocket science. Building bridges of this modern type is rocket science.
Alex, every member of that bridge, there's thousands. They have to all, they're not even, you're going to have to put that out to bid. They have to be forged and inspected and shipped there and then installed. This is not going to happen overnight, dude. You're talking a year or two. I could be wrong. Mark, hopefully you'll still be around live in a year or two.
I think you're right. I just didn't want to sound alarmist. I was thinking a couple of years because I've seen them build bridges here in Texas that are small, and it takes them 2 years.
Just a span of, a union contractor is not going to just jump out there and do it. Everything, you have daily safety meetings. Guys are in harnesses. You're going to have to, that has to be done safely. We take our lives, we value our lives as well. I mean, you're not.
Knowing about bridges like this, how many people guesstimate you think died?
What do you mean? Building them?
No. I mean, today when this big barge hit it, they still haven't given any numbers. We don't know.
It depends on how many cars were on it when it happened. I mean, it went down in about 4 or 5 seconds. Like I was explaining earlier, you got live load, dead load. The dead load is the weight of the bridge itself. All the members and the concrete they're going to have to pour on the bridge deck and everything else that you drive on. The dead load means the weight of the bridge itself. The live load also has to be calculated in by engineers is the traffic and the people that move back and forth constantly 24 hours a day on that bridge that varies. Wind. Because wind will move the bridge side to side. There's a lot that goes in.
No, I understand. Well, you're an amazing caller. In closing, we got to go to break. We're coming right back with all the other callers. But real quick, I know you're a bridge guy and a boat guy, but what do you think of this? I mean, a hack attack, an accident? Who knows?
I have no idea. But, I mean, you don't see things like this happen ever. I mean, this thing, when he hit that pier with that holds up the columns that hold that bridge up, he did so much damage. I mean, you've seen how the whole thing fell? It looked like it was made of pixie sticks. Did you see how quick it fell?
Well, ships are so heavy, it's an unstoppable force, basically. All right, well, God bless you and be safe. Thank you so much. Wow, amazing callers. Thank you, sir. All right, I'm going to move quick when we come back. These are amazing callers. This is a tragedy. And it's so fascinating how complex civilization is. And the globalists just think they'll just screw it all up and dumb everybody down and it'll keep going. But that's what all the top experts have told them. No, you're going to kill yourselves in the process.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're live.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to go through the other 7-8 calls we have, and then we're going to stop there. They're fascinating. With port workers, barge operators, captains, engineers, all these interesting people calling in to give you an idea of how complex civilization is. The amazing men, not putting down women, but it's men that built it. It's not black men, it's not white men, it's not brown men, it's men. And the attack on men that bust their ass in these dangerous positions all over the world and always have. And we have this disaster. And the thing smells. I agree with Flynn. It's very suspicious. You've heard these callers that work in and around this. This stuff never happens, folks. I mean, we're talking every 30 years. This is crazy. And those ships have redundant systems. The power goes off here. We got two backup systems, batteries and a big generator. And it works. Power goes out. Never even goes off. Just we're on. And those ships have that, you heard it, two or three times backed up, depending on how big the ship is. Let's go quick here now. Let's go ahead and talk to, let's just move quick. Let's go to Michael in Cape Cod, who's a fisherman on the disaster. Go ahead, Michael.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing today?
Good, go ahead.
It seemed like a Black Dawn, Black Swan event to me. I heard Michael Flynn talking about a Black Swan event. But boy, did that bridge go down quick. And with the black plume of smoke, did they try to turn it in reverse, or did they hammer it in gear and try to really take that bridge out? I mean, these boats don't just keep going, you know?
Well, that's a key point. We need to slow down the footage we've got of when that black plume comes out, because that'll be a couple seconds after they either slammed it in reverse or forward. And that's important. Does it go forward when the engine does all that work, or does it go backwards? That'll tell you a lot, won't it?
Right, yeah, and it's a Singapore tug, right, or a Singapore cargo vessel. So, I mean, are we looking at China on this, or?
Well, imagine if we go to war with Iran, they're going to block both of the major canals there in the Middle East. That'll be very easy to do. They'll just blow a couple ships up. This is crazy.
Yeah, looking into the ports further. I mean, look at the Panama Canal and what's going on down there. They're trying to shut everything down.
Anything else, sir?
No, that's good.
Thank you so much. Be safe. Beautiful area, Cape Cod. Okay, let's go to Mark in New Jersey is an importer into Baltimore. This will create issues. Go ahead.
Alex, good afternoon. Thanks for everything. So real quick, there are just so many points of interest here. So I import cars into the Port of Baltimore. It is a major, major, major hub for military and heavy equipment. Any wheeled heavy equipment, I think the last time I heard it was like 40% of everything that comes off the East Coast comes through the Port of Baltimore for heavy equipment. So if you were looking from the Russian perspective and wanted to stop export to Europe.
This is a major military target. That's what Flynn's
absolutely
saying.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. That's the first thing. Second thing, then you look at the party who is in charge of the ports. That would be the Department of Transportation. That would be Buttigieg. And if you look at him, he's an avowed communist. His father was the translator for Antonio Gramsci's prison memoirs. He's an avowed communist. He also has a military background as a naval officer. They have reduced tugs coming into that all ports by 40%. So in that circumstance, you have to look at how many, like you're making the point about the redundancy in your organization with all the backup generators and whatnot. A ship like that has 4 or 5 systems of redundancy. And then even the fail-safe on that would be the tugs that channel that ship through that key choke point at the bridge. No tugs and losses of 4 or 5 redundant systems on a ship like that, it's absolutely statistically impossible.
That's another thing. I'm not an expert, far from it, but at big ports I've watched, any ship, even if it's – they always have tugs with them. Ooh, that's another question. Why were there no tugboats?
Okay, and then the last – I could make 1,000 points here, but I would ask you to rekindle the flame with a guy that you had on forever. I think he would be fantastic to comment on this because he's from Baltimore, knows naval operations, and he's a blue water sailor, knows the sea. Matt Bracken, that's the guy. I mean, I know you guys have
No, I did not have a falling out with Matt.
No, but he has had nothing but great.
No, that's a great point. Look, guys, get Matt Bracken on today or tomorrow. In fact, I love Maria Z, and I don't want to cut her off, but she understands being a fourth-hour host means sometimes I commandeer the hour. Yeah, I'm going to. If she wants to do 30 minutes, she can have the last 30. If not, I'll take the whole hour. I'm going to do 30 minutes into the fourth hour because I've got a guest in her next hour who's really smart. But I also want to have time to hit all this other news, so I'm going to take over either half or the entire next fourth hour. Thank you, sir. Great points. Really smart people out there. That's how this country runs, folks. But we have fuzzy math now. Common Core, 2 + 2 = 7. 2 men can have a baby. You're going to start having more problems. I mean, this could just be people drunk. It could have been terrorists. Could have blown the engine. I mean, we don't know. And we're not going to ever get the truth from the FBI. I mean, you know that. Let's go ahead. Go to the next person. Let's go to Onion in California. Crane operator. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, good job, man. Just watching the chemtrails here in Southern Cal. Worked at APM for 6 years steady as a crane operator. Worked on the tugs. And APM hires Ukrainian deckhands and crew. I never met a Russian on their ships. But like China Shipping, they don't have Ukrainian crew members.
Yeah, for people that don't know about shipping, and I've just observed it, companies hire who they hired. It might not even be the country they're flagged at, but generally they want crews that speak the same language and work together.
Yeah. Yeah, so when I was at APM for, 6 years, they were always Ukrainians on the buses going up to the ships. So you're saying
the shipping company that this is normally crewed by Ukrainians?
Yeah, lower crew members, not the captains and stuff. But maybe even the captain was maybe Ukrainian. Who knows? But that black puff of smoke, the big hit, was definitely bunker fuel. That wasn't diesel.
Okay, explain what bunker fuel is.
That's the stuff that, you know, they burn in the, you know, for the turbines. It's not, you know, like your power source for the ship.
So what does that signify to you?
They switched something up. They were doing something at the last minute, you know, because it looks like they were coming in without tugs. And that bridge looks really low. I don't know what they were thinking bringing that big ship in under that bridge. And we'd never have that in L.A., you know, Long Beach, L.A. port. And I don't know what to think. Good job, Alex.
I'm trying. God bless you. All right, let's go to the next person. Let's go ahead and talk to Joe, and then John, and then Dave, and then Tim and Thomas. And that's got to be it for the calls. They're great, but I got a guest coming in. I got other news I need to hit. Let's go ahead and go to Joe in Tennessee. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. First, the major thing is no tugboats. I think that's why the governor doesn't want people watching it, because that's going to be a scandal in itself. People talk about, like, who the captain was, but there was probably a docking pilot or a Chesapeake Bay pilot in charge of the navigation of that vessel going underneath that bridge. And I just, as watching it myself, it looked like it was going way too fast. When you saw that black smoke, that was probably an emergency astern, and it's a slow speed diesel. That's why you saw that black plume smoke. It's not a turbine. It's not. So when you try to reverse a diesel engine like that, you know, and a crash astern to try to stop it, you're going to get that black plume of smoke. I also have a theory that When you leave the dock and you have your tunnel thruster on and you're going too fast and you try to use that thruster, you overload it and you can black the plan out. And I've seen that happen before, and I used to warn captains about it all the time because they'd want to leave that thruster
on. Please use lay terms, because we aren't engineers like you. Are you saying they flooded the engine?
No, what will happen is you have a tunnel thruster up in the bow, and when you're leaving the dock, you use it to push yourself away from the bow, and
sure,
you can use it to help you steer. But if you
get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great as you're finding InfoWars. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Yeah, it's a first-time caller, man. It's a little bit nervous here, but trying to keep it rational. When a ship is underway, it has to have only navigation lights. So from watching the video this morning, and you could see the light, to me, that's going to be emergency deck lights for evacuation, which automatically comes on when you lose power. Like Joe said, man, I'm following up. He really knows what he's talking about. He's got a lot of it down. There's about a 2-minute delay on your generators when that kicks back. Some of them have three. The ones I ran offshore had two. It was a redundant system.
So you're saying it's not fast.
It's not what?
It's not fast.
It's not fast. On a transfer, it's not fast. It's not instantaneous like a lot of people say. There is a backup system on the steering. That's what your emergency generator system does. It activates certain lights. That's for evacuation. And and on a ship like that, on a Solus class, it's going to have probably three. I've never worked on those size ships. I've only worked like the 350-foot supply boats offshore. Now, I've had to deal with this going into the port of New Orleans a lot. It's a miracle on a day-to-day basis of how many catastrophes this probably avoided. And not long ago, we had one that come under the bridge, and he lost steering. And the first thing a pilot does, a harbor pass pilot will say, is drop your anchors. As soon as he knows that he can't have control, he's going to drop anchor. That's your last resort. And when it's the one in New Orleans caught, it kind of swung it out a little bit back into the river, and it hit the wharf and actually saved a lot of lives. That guy done everything right. And in this situation, when you see that ship turn, it's a possibility he had already dropped his anchors. If he's underway, he's only going to have tugs that's going to guide him. The only lights that you're going to see if he's underway, which is a Coast Guard law, you have to have all of your lights off. No deck lights, nothing. It has to be navigation lights only. You're going to see a green, your mast lights, a port light, and so forth. When a ship is in the dark, the darker, the better. And it's crazy how that works. But that ship should look just like a black Lego block coming under that bridge. And you'll another ship or only see his navigation lights, and that's it. That's to decide which way he's going, what direction, everything. If you see just a solid red, you know that he's coming at you on the port side. And you agree, ships agree. Now, my thing is, when I seen it and all the lights are on, that's telling me that he had problems to start with. When the lights go off, it's actually going to be backwards of what everybody's thinking.
Got it. Well, that's why you're the expert. Got it. So
yeah, when the lights come back on, what happens is that's actually your emergency light. So when it goes into the dark, it actually, the generator was kicking back on and was under power because it, all you could see was just navigation lights.
Amazing.
Okay. So what gets me is, so I'm not worried about the fact that he didn't have tugs. He would have, if he was underway on his power, it would take a little while for tugs to actually come out there and rescue him. And it's the same old Murphy's Law. If crap happens, it happens at the worst spot. It's happened to me. I've had it happen 3 or 4 times, and it takes about 2 minutes for that generator to actually kick on and transfer everything to emergency power. And it works. I mean, if everybody does everything
are boats
right,
like that
works.
Hooked up to the GPS internet? Could it be a hack?
It does. Yeah, you have Inversat. Yeah, you have a whole lot of different emergency systems. Now, my thing is what I'm going to say is you have backup on radio. And it was like, I think Johnny was from Tennessee was saying, your pilot meets you when you get into state waters. Your pilot gets on the ship. He'll handle that ship. He's in command of it to a certain point. Now, a helmsman is an AB, what's called an able-bodied seaman. He is just a helmsman. It's just a regular deck guy. And so the pilot communicates through them. The pilot will tell him an order of what needs to be done to port, starboard, you know, full reverse or whatever. So the AB has to be fluent in English, if he's using English, so forth, right? Well, that's what a captain's there for. The captain will communicate with that guy. Now, as far as nationalities, these ships use Seafarers Union, Maritime. So these guys are from all over the world. I've worked with Africans. I've worked with Brazilians. I've worked from people that, you know, I mean, just amazing groups of people know what they're doing, but they're also from different countries, and there will be a language barrier in that. It's like I said, I mean, there's so many times that things can go wrong. And when it does, it's always in the wrong spot. And I'm trying to be rational on it. I'm like you.
But I got to tell you, from all the experts calling in, it sounds like it probably wasn't hacking or terror. And
I'm going with the way that the lights work and you had all of these white lights on and you can see it coming toward that, stanchion. And then all of a sudden the lights came back on. To me, when it goes to black, that means it's a normal operation. So evidently, and my perception of this is what we saw in the video in the white lights, all of the white deck lights were actually emergency lights. And then when the generator kicks on and switches back over, then it's going to go to navigation.
But it was a second late. Okay. Thank you so much, sir. And really amazing points. Thank you. Last caller on this subject, because I've got other huge news. This is important, though, to drill into things and show people how complex the world is. Because I've done quite a bit of studying on this, because it's fascinating. You notice I know like 1% of what these actual naval professionals know. And that's why we've got such a brain trust of civilization, and we're losing it with the dumbing down, folks. Thomas in Louisiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good. You're a commercial diver. You want to give us your take?
That's correct. You know, I've listened to what your other callers have said, and the last gentleman called about dropping an anchor on those ships if you're in emergency, and it amazes me that didn't happen. I've had to repair ships that have run over their own anchor and whatnot, but you know, as far as the cleanup goes on this project, you know, we had the same thing happen years ago in Minnesota on a bridge out there that collapsed and a lot of vehicles in the water. I think the Navy got involved with that for a little while. But, you know, a time frame to get that thing back up and running. If you had a governor like DeSantis, when these contractors were down there after the hurricane saying, oh, it's going to take us a year or two to build this bridge, he got them to build it 2 weeks to that island out there, you know. And being in a state up in Maryland with all the bureaucracy up there, I don't know, you know, how long that'll take to get that thing going again.
Well, Biden says he's taking control of the process, so it'll take 100 years.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, that'll be a long time.
Well, this is a very strategic port for the military, so this is a big deal.
Yeah, well, Norfolk is right down the bay. You know, you want to talk about strategic? That's one of the biggest shipbuilding and naval bases in the United States. You know, like a big Pearl Harbor down there. You know, they can get that stuff moved down to Virginia and ship it out some kind of way down there, railroad or whatever, to get it down there. But yeah, it's a strategic pass there. They burned under the bridge in Philadelphia. I-95 set a tanker truck on fire there and collapsed the highway there. I wonder if that was a terroristic event. Again, they tried to do it out in L.A. So if these people are trying to hit certain choke points and people aren't aware of this stuff in the industries of, you know, we've got MARSAC levels when you go into these ports and different bases and whatnot that are up high right now due to the terroristic threats in this country. They've said it all over the news. Everybody needs to be aware that there are terrorists in our country. Sleep yourselves is what I feel like it is, and it's just ridiculous. Well, understand that they passed a law to let illegals carry weapons now. It's just out of hand.
God bless you, Thomas. Thank you very much. I love calling for certain groups of professionals to call in. Old, young, black, white, you name it, mainly men. All men calling in. I put women down, but just men do amazing work. And they just, you know, basically explain, looks like probably not a terror attack, or somebody could have hacked in and done it. We don't know yet. We're going to look at it as it goes forward. Okay, got a big guest coming in. Tell you all about him. What a great co-host, a huge comedian with Jimmy Dore. That's coming up. Just briefly, because I got 30 seconds and we need funding. Our sponsor is drjonesnaturals.com, drjonesnaturals.com, drjones, just drjonesnaturals.com. All the nano silver products, the silver toothpaste with the iodine, with the tea tree, super blue, it's there, about to sell out, but more will be in, hopefully. It's all there at drjonesnaturals.com. All the other great nano silver products. You owe it to yourself, they're great products, and it supports the InfoWar. Go now, please, to drjonesnaturals.com. I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.